A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things, Pride Week edition.
It is Pride Week. We're still alive. It's actually been all right so far.
Yeah, it's really been, what a great week.
So, Davina, last week we were on Ireland AM.
We were.
And by the way, okay, so context. When Ireland AM asked, we're always like, oh, please give us the latest slate in the, like, slot in the morning. Because it's such an early bloody start.
Well, let's be real. There is no latest slot on the morning show, really.
There's not at all. And we've done it a few times. We always actually have great crack. To be fair, the people on set are like really, really always up for the crack. But do you think when they see our names on the bill, they're like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because they always end up having to do something stupid like lip sync or wear heels.
To be honest, I think Elaine Crowley is mad up for it, to be honest.
Yeah, you're probably
I'd say. And like the younger people, like Katya, I'd say, was just, she probably didn't want to be wearing wigs or whatever. You know what
I mean?
Like,
yeah, totally.
And
well, I entered into my wardrobe and I was like, they also bring drag bits. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck can I bring? Because Can you, I don't want to ruin their glam.
Yeah.
You'd say, if I was Nate, you wear some.
Martin King is sound as well, I have to say. He's really good sport.
Lovely.
Like, good crack.
Really, really nice. And this might sound weird. He's aging really well, no?
Yeah. Handsome daddy.
Like,
hey, daddy.
Like, the skin looks good, Martina, if you're listening. Or what was the drag name you gave him?
Linda Martin King.
So good. I was trying to think of one because he used to, like, present the weather. I was trying to think of, like, something weather related, like gale weather.
Oh, that'd be good. Because she blows like a hurricane.
Or what was the other one? April's pretend cousin used to be Gale Force, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so we went on. We got the half 10 slot, which meant we were up from about, what, half 6. And we were kind of preparing ourselves already for some sort of backlash. Mm. There's always a bit, especially, it's only towards Twitter, to be honest. I was not expecting it the way it came.
Well, I think now, but the thing about it is, as well, the backlash always comes now from faceless trolls.
Yeah.
It's always people. Like, there's only, because I went through the comments and there's very few people that actually have their face on their account.
Yeah. Okay.
And I actually, to be honest, I respect those people more, even though I still think they're scum.
Yeah.
But like, I respect the fact that they'll actually have it. Like their face actually attached to the profile.
Yeah. Because like it's saying where they work. It's saying. Yeah. Although there's a lot of them with just kids as their pictures.
Well, basically, the post that went up from that Ireland AM actually shared was actually just us talking about the streets not being too safe, which is a real pet peeve of mine. I could talk about that till cows come home.
Yeah.
But I wasn't talking about that for like LGBTQ plus. I'm just saying that in general. Like, you see videos of people getting stabbed. There's a guy stabbed on Aaron Key. They're like, you know, Alexis was bottled with a bag. There was like, shit happening every day.
Everyone's being targeted.
Everyone. Like, no one is safe. There's tourists being mugged. So, but the fact that we were saying it, it's like we're not entitled to have an opinion.
No, I know. That was the same thing.
Really fucking irritated me. I have to say the same thing.
I mean, so they tagged you, or they gave you the option of being a co-collaborator for the post.
Yeah.
Which meant I texted you straight away and I was like, bitch, you're going to get a notification of every single comment that comes through. And by God, did they come through.
Oh, they came through. But also there was so much support as well.
Mm.
There really was. There was loads. Like, it was, but to be honest, I just, I wanted to not, I was like, I'm not going to be silent on this. Because no. I'm like, actually, like, why the fuck should we just be quiet? This is what pride is actually all about. This is the point why we have pride.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not going to put my head in the sand and go, oh, we're fabulous on TV. Like, no, these
well,
like
we
this,
did look fabulous, though.
Yeah, no, well, no, we did. Well, someone actually said we look like monsters and aliens.
Yeah, tell them what else they said after.
I'll tell them.
Tell them on the Patreon, because that's a funny story.
I will tell that on the Patreon. Oh, God.
That's like, if Ed says your life, it's that message. I know, girl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they came through thick and fast. Now, me and the researcher were on the phone 2 days before, and we were already kind of chuckling how you'd taken on some of the tweets last year. You took on some of the Twitter accounts, because I said, I'm kind of feeling like I'm done with Twitter. It's just so much hate. And they were like, oh, yeah, we did see Demina really took on some people. I was like, she sounds like fucking Joan Arc in drag. Do you know what I mean?
Well, see, the one thing about me is I have to have the last word, and I won't back down, and I don't care even if I'm wrong, I'll have the last word.
I'm trying to think, you know, but we're kind of both a little bit like that. That's why our fights go south. Do you know what I mean?
But you know what's over, like, it's like I can go to naught to 60 and then back to naught very quick.
Yeah.
Which is the thing.
That's true.
Like, so I wouldn't keep it going, because then I run out of steam and I'm like, right, I'm over that now.
Yeah.
And then I bore myself and I'm like, right, even with some of those trolls, I'm like, right, okay, now I'm done with this now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm done arguing with you.
You're not going to be, Dorinda going, clip.
No.
Clip.
Well, actually, I did say that on the thing, because someone kept saying, I've never been, I'll tell you more about that in a second, about the hair straightening video that I did.
Yeah.
But,
terrifying. So you started to get on. What I loved to see was everyone was hopping on and kind of had our back and was like messaging, like replying to those people. That felt really nice, to be honest. And it also felt like we were prepared for it and we were fine with it. It doesn't really break the skin, but it does a little
bit. But what I was saying there was the point that really, really fucking annoyed me was the fact that we were talking, that in that clip, the interview was about pride, about our pride parenting, about all this kind of stuff. But in that clip, we were talking about the streets being safe.
Yeah.
We didn't mention anything about kids. Mm-hmm. We didn't mention anything about, like, you know, like, it was such a kind of just generic topic.
Yeah.
And people didn't even watch it. That's what I mean. That was like, actually, they just went straight for the hate.
They did.
And that's the part that actually just drives me nuts. Because it's like, that's what pride's all about. And also comparing drag to trans issues. We didn't even mention that at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, these people are just looking to hate.
100%.
And I was like, you're not going to fucking hate on us. You're not going to hate on the gay community. You're not going to hate on the trans community. You're not on my fucking watch.
Yeah,
that's the attitude. We kind of need to, like, I feel this year we need to be a bit more vocal, but like pride needs to be a bit more. I feel like it's a bit more protesty this year.
Yeah,
I feel too. Like I'm ready to fucking to headbutt a bitch.
I mean, we were packing our bags last night and we just were like, okay, right, we need foundation, vodka, and then we put the bricks in as well. Because we were like, you know, it's a protest this year.
We have them there years.
But like, when I say bricks, I just mean Pixie's face.
Bobby Brown colour bricks. I'm done with just kind of putting up with that shit or letting them just say what they want. And also this weird kind of divide. Also, God, there was a few in the comments I said, you know, the trans ideology has now separated the gay community and the LGB from the T. And I'm like, do you know what? Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck right off. How can you come down on such a small minority like that and try and kind of, like, those trans people are just trying to live their fucking lives.
I know.
And they, like, everybody just wants peace in their fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And to separate, like, that saying is the same.
Show
for a reason.
Me how they're affecting you.
Divide and conquer. And to do that, to divide up like that, is actually just segregating. It's making a minority even more divided.
False information as well. So much nastiness has come
from
them. But it's the exact same thing that was happening when we were doing the gay marriage vote as well. Like, false information.
Yeah.
So before,
parents deserves two, or a family deserves two parents. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Actually, no parents deserve a child. Children are horrid.
Before we talk about your hair straightening video, because I really want to go there, it fucking terrified the life of me. Just if you are, tell everyone, you know, get out for Pride this year. Like, whether you're straight, whether whatever way you identify, it doesn't actually matter. Pride is for everyone. And
you know what it means, that it is for everybody, and it's actually about kind of telling people that we will not be told what we can and cannot do. We like LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We deserve to have the same rights as everyone else. Not just about marriage equality. It's not just about having babies. It's actually about fucking respect. Actually about being treated like fucking human beings. Yeah, totally. And there's so much abuse that still goes on. Like, people are insulted every fucking day of the week. People are attacked. People are murdered. Mm. This is still going on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, this is, it's just people think that they have a license now to say what they want, and they don't.
And the other thing, somebody got someone really good the other day because they were like, ah, you have your rights now. Like, that was like this online, like, you know, ranty post. Oh, and someone
I hate that one, by the way.
I know. And someone came in and said, yeah, talk to me when you have to Google the country that you're trying to go on holidays to see if it's legal or safe for me to visit as a queer person. And I was like, bitch.
Yeah. Well, it's like somebody put up a map of the world, and it just said all the countries where it's illegal to be straight marked in red, and the whole thing was white.
Yeah.
And it's like, that just says it all.
Yeah,
and it's completely. like, and if you're a straight person, it's in this, and like the privilege that you have to never have to worry about simple things like, you know, as Pandy said, like checking yourself.
Yeah.
Like, the privilege in that is, and I don't begrudge you that. I'm like, good for you. I wish I had that, but we don't have the luxury of that.
Yeah,
that's the plight. I think that the older I get, the more it means more. And and I do think it's more about future generations and people to come.
Totally. Well, Pride is a protest, and we're going to make sure it is this year. Davina, talk to me about the fucking hair straightener. I thought you were like going to like cut somebody's balls off with those.
I was going to straighten out a few issues. So basically, after that, so I went, we did our DM. Then I went
to the marathon day of drag. I was at home. I showered, feet up smug, and you were still in fucking drag.
I took my lashes off.
Did you?
I took my lashes off.
Good choice.
Took my lashes off. Took my little titties off.
little about them jugs. So they call her double D for a reason.
I literally was like, right, stripped down to the bare minimum. And I was like, right, okay. So I had another gig in Port Marnock, a private event, but it wasn't till the afternoon. So I was like, right.
You know what everyone thinks when they hear private events?
Yeah, well, I'm a private dancer for money. No. As it was a private party that I had booked, so that wasn't 4 o'clock, so it was fine. And so I had time in between, and as I was kind of just like, so I was also fighting the trolls online while this was going on, and then I was knackered because it was so early. So I was like, right, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to just try and have a little. I was like, drag at dawn, nap at noon.
Yeah.
So I was trying to have a little nap, and it just kept going over in my head. I just kept thinking about it. And I was like, the more I was thinking about it, the more annoyed I was getting. And I was like, oh, fuck this. I was like, I'm actually bawling today now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about like anything that they were insane about. It was just the fact that they were saying it, that they thought that they could say it. So I went, did my gig, which was actually fine and fun. And then on the way back, I was seething still. I felt like I was getting more... I was turning from a victim to like
I'm angry
a slayer.
Now.
Like, I was like, I'm
going
to go in like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, swilling a stake, you know, literally kill a troll. So then I got back to the George and was really quiet, and it was before my next gig. I was sitting there and I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to be quiet about this.
Yeah.
I was like, I have to say what I have. I got stuff to say.
Do you know what? It struck me more than anything else because I listened to it, and what you said was so good. And it was 2.5 minutes of good. So that's not like easy to do. But we do so many fucking events and we talk about Pride and stuff like that. And the shit that came out of your mouth, it just was so natural in the moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bitch, we need to bottle that.
Yeah.
What she just said, because I was about to like, come on, like, yeah, gay rights.
But it's true, because it was just, I was sitting there and I was literally just like, I had to straighten my weave. So
did you
like,
straighten it in the end? Because all I saw was one weft got straightened, a tiny piece, and then 2.5 minutes of clamp, clamp, clamp. And it felt like it was coming at me. Like, I was like a taser coming to get me.
Connor Doyle, who's an amazing hairdresser, he said, oh my God, I've never been more terrified of a straightener in all my life. And he's like, and he's seen a lot of straightened hair.
I mean, if you burnt yourself from a straightener, you know the pain.
So. And I was like, but it's just, I think, you know, when you're getting ready, it's just, I always feel like I get these thoughts. Like, I always get these mad thoughts when I'm in the shower or if I'm getting ready and I have to verbalize it. So I was like, and I was pretty much ready. So I was just sitting there. So just said I have a vent, and it was just, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on my Instagram page. But I love that. It's actually been seen like, I think, nearly 50,000 times. Which is amazing. Because,
and it was, a new panty.
It was poignant and just to the, to the point. Even she actually didn't slag me for once. she actually commented. She
took
goes,
a day off.
She actually goes, preach. I was like, phew. I was like, thank God. I was like, I can't fight another fucking. It's like Voldemort.
Panty bliss.
So I love it. So it was a lot. Like, but I do feel like I feel very passionate about it this year, and I'm concerned because I saw what happened with the Patrick's Day parade. There was all those right wingers, and you know what fucking rots me the most.
Go on.
It's the groomers, stay away from the children. Don't be twerking at children. First off, I fucking hate kids.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Yeah. Don't be fucking using that.
And I can't twerk. We've all seen.
Yeah. So like, we're literally, that is just the lowest, most ridiculous fucking.
But they're just trying to trigger us to say mad shit too. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but it's like, we're not saying we're saying mad shit, but it's like, don't come at us. And this whole pedophile thing and throwing that word around. So like, it's just, everyone knows that like pedophilia and all that is an awful fucking disgusting crime to be associated with. And the Philip Schofield thing and his brother and all that doesn't fucking help.
Yeah.
But it's like, that is not the case. And to associate that with the LGBTQ community is just disgusting. Mm-hmm. I just think it's the lowest of the low. So yeah. So I'm basically, I'll be coming with a blade under my tongue at Pride. So get ready. Don't fuck with me. Do not come and fuck with me. I'm just warning you now.
I love it. I don't want to get into the Philip Schofield thing, but I do want to. Did you see Holly's first thing? Hello.
I did.
Are you okay?
And I have to say, I'm just over it now.
Do you know what they should have done? Unscripted her. Let her say whatever the fuck she wanted and let her be a bit real.
Those people cannot do that though.
Yeah.
They just can't. They should have given her a hair straightener and sat in front of the mirror.
Are you okay? And I was like, homegrown, I mean, am I ever okay? Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I think as well? It's whatever, regardless of what went on, like, people love to see people fall, don't
it's
they?
So true.
They just
like
love it.
Like the time in Canada when I fell down and you just laughed in my face.
That was really good, actually.
That was good.
I fell last week.
Yeah, but I didn't laugh.
Yeah, well, you're too busy making videos.
You and April pointed at me and laughed. I was in 10-inch heels. I was in the big glass stripper shoes. And I was doing drag maybe 6 months. And I went
six
down.
6 months too long.
I went down like a sack of shit. And I got pointed because I was in front of a whole restaurant. I don't know if I spoke about this before. I was in front of a whole restaurant. There was people outdoors dying.
Oh, we heard about it.
And I fell on my fucking face.
She's like an sack of spuds going to Kyo's farm for crisps.
It was. I mean, do you know what I'd love? If this room had one of those. You know, in the like radio stations, the red light goes on when you're recording.
Oh yeah,
I spent half of these recording these episodes sweating. Did I turn on the record button?
I actually recorded a podcast called I Have an Accent.
In the podcast studios.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was so hot
in that space.
Oh my God, it was like, and was behind a soundproof door. There was carpet on the walls.
Oh God.
And it was so, I know, I swear to God, this is a bit gross. So
go on.
My virtue is. So I literally was like, oh, thank you for having me. I stood up, right? My pits literally went right. And I swear, and then I thought that was bad. My fucking balls, obviously. Jesus H. Christ. It was like I literally just got out of a fucking swimming pool. It was so hot. I was like, and and I'm not a sweater, but it was like, I was like, I'm Botox and I was still sweating through that.
That's so interesting. Oh my God. Come here. This can sound like a really political episode, but it's been kicking off with 66 at the moment because their loading bay is gone. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? If never a better week to have a fucking moment of a moan. It's Pride Week. We're going to talk about it. Like, so they have a loading bay outside. Last year, they were able to put like outdoor furniture, all that. This year, they've been denied from doing that. I don't get that for a start.
Well, there's so many bike rails as well on that street. And
so
And can I also just say, I'm just going to say something very controversial here.
Oh yeah, go on.
Now, I wish 66 all the best. And like, and also in this weather, we need to be fucking outside.
We do, yeah.
We can't be indoors. So it's nothing to do with that. It's actually just, it's separate to this. I actually just hate pedestrianization in general.
You actually do.
I hate it.
Yeah, but they're not, it's not even about the pedestrianization. They've lost the tables just outside their door.
No, and that's what I'm like, I know that's a separate issue. I was just saying that in general.
Yeah.
I'm like, because they're going to try and pedestrianize College Green.
Okay, yeah.
And make that an area when, to me, I'm just like, that's just like going to be a hub for junkies. Let's be fucking real. Junkies and muggers. And people are, well, you have a very low opinion of your fellow citizens. I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because
have you met them?
Yeah, I'm like, do you actually even come into the city centre? Because I'm in the city centre like 3-4 times a week. I just saw a man asleep, literally, like, I think I saw that same covered in scabs. Mm-hmm. I saw another man talking to himself. I saw another man basically taking a shit around the corner. Like, that's just the state of the fucking country. Mm-hmm. That's
there's no facilities around the city for these people either. Let's be real. There's not even public toilets around. So it's, you know, it's very understandable why they have to.
So if we can't get the basics right, that's it. But one thing I did say, I like the 66 thing, if I was them, I would just go balls to the wall and just fucking do it anyway.
Shirley Temple Barrett with the table over the boxes.
That's what I said. I literally said, put a plank of wood over that. I said, a few low stools, and look, my tweet got loads of likes saying, I feel a party coming on, someone said. And I was like, that's what I would do. I would literally, like, any bike that came.
Picnic blankets.
Any bike that came, I'd clip their lock.
Yeah.
I'd put the bike into the bar and I'd put a thing down.
I love it.
That's what I would do. So, like, gay rights.
Gay fucking rights.
So gay rights to stand on the street and have a drink. That is the gay rights.
We have about fucking 3 weeks a year that the sun is shining.
Yeah.
And it's
not fair. I also am not able for this heat. I'm not.
I don't like it either.
I am a baby of the rain and the dark nights and the cold. I would much rather be, like, in someone's house, darkened out. To like 6, 7
You
want to
be in a Leona Lewis video, basically dark and dreary and kind of like looking out a window while it's raining.
I do not want to be like Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. I don't want to be on the beach.
You like it when you're away, when you're actually on holidays and you're committed to the heat, but I don't, I don't like it in this.
Not even, to be honest. Like, and that's, I was only kind of thinking the other day, I was like, I don't think I've had a holiday where I haven't been working or had something on for like, I'd say 5 years.
Where you just sit?
Where I haven't had nothing to do. Yeah. Like, I actually can't remember the last time I had to go somewhere where I didn't, like, where I wasn't, like, I was going on a work trip or we've been to New York, we went to BravoCon, we did all those kind of things. But I haven't been away on a holiday where I actually have not had anything to do.
Food, drink, and just sit.
Nothing. Like, I'd say probably 5 years.
Yeah, that's my heaven, to be honest. I fucking love that.
But that's crazy. Like, that, because that means that I actually have, and if someone said on Twitter, well, COVID was 2 of those years. And I'm like, yeah. But I didn't stop through COVID.
No, not at all.
So actually, well,
We did go to Australia that week though.
Oh,
that
was lovely. Yeah, we flew to Australia.
Yeah, when we weren't supposed to fly.
Oh yeah. To get one to each done.
We didn't do anything.
Only when I thought about that, I was like, wow, that's actually, I haven't had a week off work really since when I was sick. The only time I actually stop is when I'm sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's crazy.
You're exhausted, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm just.
Take a seat.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it though as well. I'm addicted to working. Like, I love working and I love, it's my routine. So I feel like when I don't have that going on.
I just don't think that like diary management has ever been either of our skills in terms of like putting time off in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
People keep saying, you have to take time off. I'm like, you actually don't.
Yeah.
You actually don't. Like, I know it's nice for you to say that to me, but proof is in the pudding. You actually don't.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? What am I doing? So.
Getting very personal. Right. We're still to come. We have got the amazing Una Healy is on the episode. We're going to be chatting to her after this break, but I want to do a quick shout out. We have a budding... Is budding the right word? Patreon family. We have a Patreon family. So it's where you can go and support the podcast. You can get extra content such as extra episodes or some video content is on there as well. And
extra juice.
It's very fucking juicy.
Yeah, it is.
It's where we're unedited. DJ Anto visited us recently and he said, girls, my favorite thing is hit and play on those Patreon episodes. These are unedited. These are very, very juicy. And it's like sitting in the dressing room, which is, and there's just something very, very like, oh, I love it. And I was like, he said it's a taste to home, but I'm going to give a shout out to Vina to some of them. So you say a lovely hello.
Okay, I will.
If you do want to join us over on Patreon, you can do patreon.com/ Petty Little Things Pod.
Are you just picking these at random now?
Okay. Picking people at random.
Okay.
So firstly, shout out for Charlie, please.
Oh, hi, Charlie. Is that just Charlie?
Charlie, two E's. Charlie, you know Charlie? Charlie is Queen of Art. She does all the illustrations.
Charlie. Oh, Charlie, I was only talking about you recently. I hope you're well. We haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes.
And go check out, Charlie's an amazing illustrator at Queen, K-W-E-E-N of Art on Instagram, I think it is.
Hi, Charlie.
Next one is Rhiannon.
Oh, Rhiannon. Hello, Rhiannon Fenty. Rhiannon Fenty.
Next we have, let's do Shane Laffin.
Hi, Shane Laffin. How are you, darling? Hope you're keeping well. See you on the other side.
It's like the den all of a sudden.
It is.
Shout out to Graham Riley.
Graham Riley. Oh, I know Graham Riley. Oh, Graham.
That's your accent.
I'm really joking. No.
And last, let's do one more. Kiro Rodriguez.
Kiro?
Mm-hmm.
Kiro Rodriguez?
Yeah, K-I-R-O.
K-I-R-O. Oh, Kiro. Kiro.
Kiro.
Hi, Kiro.
Hi, Kiro. So we will be joined by the lovely Chanel Fox over on our Patreon. We're going to be asking her some very juicy questions. But in the meantime, we'll be back right after this.
And we are back and we are joined by a very, very special guest. She's joining us in Vicar Street live on Saturday, 24th of June. She is the Turles Diva. She is Una Healy, the number one Saturday. So excited to have you on, Una.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, I was first to come into the world, so we can say that.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Chronologically, I was number one.
I love it. So, of course, we know you from the Saturdays, of course. And we thought there was no better way to have, like, the Pride Saturday. We were like, let's make this a proper Saturday the and ultimate. Get a Saturday.
No,
honestly, I'm delighted. We are huge fans of obviously the Saturdays back in the block, but also let's be real, how iconic to celebrate, uplift and mark that we have our own Irish pop diva yourself, Samantha Mumba. Like, you really kept the gays going. I don't even know if you're aware of how much they loved you here.
And I see Samantha's really back. Like, she's amazing. I see she's back with a bang and she's looking absolutely incredible. I love when I see like pop stars coming back and actually looking better than ever as well. Like, it just makes you still feel quite young. You're like, look at Samantha. You know what I mean?
And she hasn't changed. She hasn't changed at all.
Not at all, exactly
the same. But do you find like, Una, you know, like, because obviously like the Saturdays had like big success like internationally, but do you ever feel like Irish, I think the Irish people get behind like the likes of you, Samantha Mumba. They love like a good Irish pop diva. And there hasn't been many that have really kind of lasted them. You know what I mean?
Huge success that you guys had. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I see, we're with the pop groups as well as Samantha being an international pop star, you know, with the groups. There was Nadine in Girls Aloud and there was myself in the Saturdays and Niall in One Direction in the pop groups.
It's like it's kind of like excited and kind of like protective. Yeah. I love it. I think it's fab.
Yeah. They used to kind of like, some people be like, you know, what the British might say, oh, the token Irish, but I felt we brought the look in as well. And I always like love so much. I became extra Irish when I joined the group because I was the only Irish girl and because I was away from home. The girls used to love when I come back to Ireland, like how extra Irish I'd be and educating them all about like how great Ireland is and how all the crisps and sweets and chocolate and landmarks that they had to see.
The best
and
audience.
The audience.
Can we just acknowledge that? It is so different to perform here. I've done a lot of gigs in England and like they're great audiences, but there's something special about an Irish audience. They just really get behind you.
They're really up for a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always. Yeah, we always had amazing audiences every time we're home. I felt like it was kind of like my little homecoming and I actually did a gig in Thurles with the girls like that.
Oh,
was wow. Like,
oh my god, I love that.
In the Greyhound Stadium.
Amazing. Was that when was that like in what stage that was the Saturdays?
So that was my first gig after having Aoife Bell. Oh, wow. Aoife's now 11. So quite a few years ago, you know.
And it's so funny. It feels like just like a blink, like a moment ago.
The Saturdays split up. Yeah. For me, I feel the same. When we were talking about bringing in for Vicar Street and we hopped on Zoom, you were saying that it's been almost 9 years and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. Like firstly, that felt like it really aged me when you told me it was 9 years. I was like, I'm going to calm down. It's been yesterday.
Life is just flying by, isn't it? Because it has been 9 years. This autumn, it will be 9 years since we did our greatest hits tour and
that's crazy.
It doesn't feel like 9 years, but at the same time it has actually been. So I'll say I am doing some Saturday songs at the gig.
Amazing.
And I was actually telling the girls that I'm doing the show and I said, girls, I'm going to be doing Saturday songs. Haven't performed them in 9 years with yourselves, but let alone doing them without you. Do you know what I mean?
And how were they about that? Were they okay with that?
Oh no, they were really supportive. They're like, you can do it, girl. You know, they're all like, they're all behind me. Like,
that's,
you know,
a common theme. I think your band specifically were some of the most real and like down to earth. Everyone came across so lovely and it actually really looked like you all got along, which is, as we know, not the case for every band. You're living on top of each other.
Yeah.
What do you think it was that kept you all so chilled and like down to earth?
Yeah, the girls were all lovely girls and we genuinely all just got on like friends, like we're like sisters. And often like there'd be times we're going around in the Viano, you know, the car and someone will come in a bad mood and we just say to each other, look, I'm in a bad mood today, so I'm probably not going, I'm going to be quiet, you know.
That's probably the best way to be a bit direct.
Yeah.
Like Una, I remember the very first time we actually booked you guys for the George years ago. Around that time we used to DJ out in the back in the smoking area and it was like, I mean like in snow, in rain, we'd be out and like we had this little gazebo. It was like we'd be DJing. lockdown, and I was obsessed with if this is love.
The first single.
Oh, I was obsessed because it wasn't a sample of like, was it Depeche? No, not Depeche Mode.
It was Yazoo.
That's what it was. It was so good.
Yeah.
And the visual, like the color tights, the black dress, it was just really strong. I loved
it.
So when you guys were booked, I was so excited, and we dressed.
Were you there? Yeah. Were you there dressed as a Saturday?
Yes, she was.
Who were you, Molly?
I think I had yellow tights. Yeah, who was?
I think you were Molly.
Who was yellow? Yeah, and there was myself, and there was April Showers, who's no longer with us, as in she just retired from drag. Yeah. And Vader, who's there. So there was three Saturdays, but I always remember my first impression when you guys walked in. I was like, you were all so gorgeous. I just remember being so like struck by that. You're really tall and elegant. Rochelle's skin was gorgeous. Vanessa was like a little firecracker. Molly was the youngest, I think, wasn't she like 17?
No, she was. It was Vanessa was the youngest.
Oh, was she the youngest?
Molly was actually the second eldest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there was a bit of fibbing going on then. Because I was asking, because I was like, who's going to do a shot with me? And only one of you girls did a shot with me. I won't say who it was.
I remember. That's such a weird detail.
Yeah, we did a tequila. But I remember like.
Oh, did it? Oh, right. Was it me?
I won't say who it was.
Oh, okay.
I love it. The excitement the first time that you guys performed in the George was mega.
So
I think
you
had two singles out at the time.
Yeah.
Up was already out.
I know. Those colored tights, like it actually made, they became like mainstream in the world of fashion as well. They were in, like, I remember Topshop window had all like colored tights.
Yeah.
And I think that they came in from that video, and it's kind of like slightly hideous when you think about it, a black dress with colored tights. But at the time they were gorgeous, you know?
Yeah. I think like for a girl band as well, to kind of like get noticed, and you need some kind of gimmick like that to actually just kind of hook people in.
It was branding.
We actually did have that, the colors, like colors were always very important to us. Yeah. And we had that sort of a color theme. Like the first single, If This Is Love, we all had a colored dress.
Yeah.
You know, so there was like blue, yellow, green.
I love it. I think that's genius.
Orange or red. And then the next one then was the tights, the color tights.
Yeah.
And then we, like everything you see on that, the first album, Chasing Lights, there was like all the single covers. Because back then it was single covers.
Of course,
it was a physical copy. Uh-huh. And there was like a color theme running throughout it. And then we kind of had it black and white as well. So it was always like that. We said that JLS copied us, because remember they were different colors as well.
They totally did. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Just being real, the first thing I think of when I hear JLS is
condoms.
Is those bloody drawers that they did. Oh my God. Come here, tell me this. One of the questions we got asked were, how did the Saturdays end up getting together? And like, I suppose especially, were you in London already that you like happened to go in? You were here, were you?
I was living in Ireland and I was gigging around doing the pub scene. So basically I was like traveling around with a PA system all around Ireland. I had like residencies in like, I used to do every Friday night in the City West. I was every Thursday night in a place in Kilkenny. There was a place called the River Court Hotel next to that, like McCourt's Bar.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday nights, where was I? I was kind of like in different places, like restaurants.
Which isn't easy as well. That's tough going.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So we do about four nights a week of just like traveling around with my PA system.
Wow.
Very often just on my own with a guitar, sometimes another guitarist or another singer, and just gigging for 2 hours, 2 hour sets, about 30 songs.
That's wild.
And then I had my own CD, selling my own like original songs at the end for €5.
CDs.
Selling the CDs.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. I wouldn't take that back for anything. Yeah. And it was a great experience. So when I went online and was like just saying to myself, where am I going with this? Like, is there opportunities in Ireland? Unfortunately, there wasn't that many opportunities like to go anywhere. So I said, I'll see what auditions are in London. I was going to try New York as well. I was very ambitious, you know.
Yeah,
so I was
like,
try London first.
Yeah.
And I just typed in auditions in London and I saw a few and they looked a bit dodgy, but there was one where it did say major label Universal looking for female singers. And I just flew over and I was in the first audition. Then it was in the second audition. There were a few rounds that wasn't televised.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got in the end.
That's amazing.
So
it's kind of one of those things that you think, oh, it'll never be me. It'll never be me. And then all of a sudden you find yourself a part of this huge marketing plan for a launch. And you all hit it from like the ground running.
Yeah.
Like it was straight away, everyone was talking about the Saturdays.
And they do always kind of say as well, like it's always harder kind of for girl bands. And they always kind of have that. It's like boys sell, and the Spice Girls were always kind of, we kind of changed the tide. Like, and then there was like Atomic Kitten and kind of Liberty X and things definitely did. So that there was an appetite, I think, for a good kind of new girl yeah. band with
we,
a different flavor.
We had a great start with Girls Aloud though, because they had us as their support act.
Oh, and brilliant.
Like, that's kind of how we got known to their audience, and they were very supportive of us as well. So like they'd like talk about us during their gigs, saying, did you see the little Saturdays on earlier on? They were all the same age as me, because I was a few years older than the other girl.
I do remember we actually spoke to Sinead from Bewitched, who was also a few years older. Actually,
there's always one a few years older, isn't there? There was Sherry as well. And
she had kind of a scandal though, Sinead, because the record company kind of, I think, fudged the numbers on her age to bring it down close to the other girls. And this was obviously a much longer time ago, and we were asking her about that. How did it feel? Because people tried to make
the
it
way
a big deal.
We talk about it then, though, as if it was a big scandal. It was like she was 26.
So strange.
Like,
so young. And like I said, I remember when I got into the group first, somebody said it to me, actually, a girl, a friend of a friend, and we were out one night, and she heard that I got into this group. And then the first thing she said to me, she said, so are you going to lie about your age?
Oh my God.
I was like, no. I thought everyone down in Thurles would be all up in arms going, that one was in school with me. As if you get away with life. Can you imagine? No way. You'd never get away with it. Not that.
So
and I was
funny.
Never ashamed of my age, and I still am not ashamed.
I'm
grateful for every year that we live.
Absolutely.
You speak about Thurles, and I feel like you are definitely Irish. You're like us. It's part of our
DNA.
Our energy, our crack. It really comes through. But what was it like when you used to go home from Thurles after doing like these major things, because it's two different worlds at times.
See, I'm living back in my hometown where I grew up, and like I often came back, like while I was in the group, I'd be back for every Easter, Christmas, summer. I never lost touch, and I still have like some of my best friends still live here, and they're still around me. So everyone remembers me from when I was in school, not from being in the band. So I walk around the town, and no one looks at me like as if, oh, that's Una from the Saturdays, or that's her from the telly. It's like that's Una that went to the presentation convent. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I've remained so grounded and
I don't think Irish people I think coming home. I think we're kind of kept on their feet, like people kind of like to remind you, do you know, that kind of way they like to keep your feet on the ground, I suppose.
It's the right way to be though, you know. I don't like anyone, and are we all within the group as well, like we wouldn't let anybody get ahead of themselves without always be saying, come on now.
And of course, you know, girls, like you filmed your E! Show as well, Chasing
we
Saturdays.
We were obsessed with it. Sorry, I'm going to look at your face just for this one. We were obsessed with Chasing the Saturdays.
It's still
out,
that.
By the way. You know it's on Hey You. Like,
is it?
The whole season is on Hey You. Yeah.
Yeah, because we did a couple of other ones first. We did a one called the 24/7, I think it was called. And there was one not off the record. That was Girls Aloud.
Well, we watched them all.
We did a couple of realities back in the UK. And then we did, we went over to LA and we spent 3 months out there filming and living out there for 3 months. And it was just surreal, really, to be honest.
And was the plan to kind of push you girls in America, or to kind of just get you, like, get the appetite?
It's just like a lottery to break break America. Yeah. It really is. You know, it's not easy, but we gave it a go.
Right.
And we went out anyway, and we got on a few of the big, massive, you know, TV shows performing. We were performing What About Us, which was our number one single with Sean Paul.
Our
only number one, believe it or not. We actually had quite a few number twos.
Oh, we know, because we were there every time waiting for the chart position to come out and being like, this is a number one. This is a number one.
Yeah,
and
this will be
people
it.
People were mad. People were mad that you guys didn't get more number ones, because the music, especially since we've announced the Vicar Street Show, I've been listening to the greatest hits a lot. And there's two different versions. There's the greatest hits, and then there's the extended greatest hits. I've been on the extended one. There's a much longer one. And I have to say, there were so many songs that should have been number one. But also, look at Kylie right now. Like, she's having this moment all over again. She's number one on one of the charts in America. Like, it's just a lottery.
That song is amazing though, isn't it?
It's so good.
Her new
song.
I love it. It's just fantastic.
It's unreal. But I think the music business has kind of changed so much, so it's like things are kind of, even from the time when the Saturday started to now, like you just released
so
a single
different.
Like, what have you noticed even in that short time?
But by the way, Walk Away is great. We absolutely love it. I can't
wait
to hear it live.
I hope I know with the lyrics in it as well, it's all about like in the high heel shoes, you know, and it's all about strutting away in style, away from any situation that no longer serves you, whether it's a work environment, a friend, a relationship. It's just, you can apply it to anything, but it's just all about having the sass, walking away, going, see ya.
Oh, we have that, Una.
We have that.
Yeah, I know you have. I can imagine you doing a great job on that.
We've walked away from many things. So we can relate. Honestly, it must feel quite different, but I feel like this has been really received with a lot of love. People seem to adore it. What's it been like releasing this song?
Yeah, I've been releasing singles for a while now since the group, we call it, went on a hiatus because we never wanted to say we split up, you know, we just sort of kept the door open. But it has been a long time. So I had my own album out 2017. And then I've just sort of been releasing singles as I go along. But I wanted to release something more up tempo because I actually have another track that's a lot more pop than this one, but I felt it was way too much of a trend, like it might be a bit of a shock, so I said I'll go with this one first,
ease it in.
But there's another one I have that's a lot more pop, but this one I just really liked it because I feel it's quite hooky and, you know, has the sass about it. It's a positive story about, like, just empowering.
Love
it's him. An empowering sentiment in the song, but just and with the those video little she references.
It's gorgeous, by the way.
And I believe Arthur was
Arthur was involved. Arthur, yes, he directed it. I loved Arthur. He was amazing.
He's great fun.
He's so passionate, creative, and everything. Like he really, really helped so much with the video. And we held auditions for dancers, and it was a great collaboration, really. And I'm really proud of it. It's like a little baby, and you just put it out in the world and see what happens.
Turned out so good. We were in 98 FM last week and we bumped into Brian Dowling, and the three of us were all just like giddy as hell and talking about your new music and about Vicar Street. Brian's really excited to come in and see you as well. So, it's going to be a bop.
I can't wait for the gig.
Do you know?
So I've got I'm trying to vision it in my head.
It's going to be iconic.
Visualize it in my head.
Full on. Now, Una, the other thing I have to ask is, and loads of people said to me, do you know how iconic the Saturday's Mega Mix is?
Yes, so many people have asked. Yes.
Do you know the Megamix? Oh my god, everyone, like when we first announced it, everyone just kept saying, will she perform the Megamix?
I know. I was asked that, but I was like, I'll only be on stage for like a couple of minutes if I do the Megamix. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, will she do the Megamix? It's like the Megamix is like,
it's great.
Unlike any other Megamix, so the attention that Megamix gets is unreal.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's good because it has everything in there and it reminds you. It's like, oh, there's this one. Oh, there's that one. Because some people might say, I don't remember any of their songs, and then you put that on for them, and they're like, "Oh, okay, I know
so
that one."
Many,
I don't
so
know that
bangers.
One. Yeah.
What was your favorite single, Una, from Saturdays?
Oh, I love so many of them, but I think it gives me that euphoric feeling. I'm all fired up.
Oh, it's such a banger, isn't it?
It just doesn't. It just puts you in that. You're like, oh, I just like just could take off from it. I just love it.
It literally is. When I was posting promo videos and stuff for the gig, and when I'm always trying to add music from Instagram, and I go to the Saturdays and I'm scrolling through, I find it really hard to pick a song to stick on the video.
Pick one, I love them all though. Like so again, it's every time I ask anyone that question, because I like to ask, it's like, what would be your favorite Saturday song? It's always a different one.
And there's so many for different kind of moods as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Like if you're a bit sad, My Heart Takes Over is a good one to put on.
Oh, I love that.
I love the Issues as well. I obviously got
Issues.
Over
Issues. Oh, don't forget Issues. I might be doing a little bit of Issues on the night. That's an exclusive.
We got the umbrellas ready.
The coloured umbrellas.
we got lots of questions.
It's meant to be bad luck.
Oh,
it's meant to be bad luck.
Okay. Well, it worked for Bewitched.
Okay.
We've also had lots of questions of like, is there like a Saturday's reunion coming or anything like that? No, we don't want to push around.
You know what? I hope there is one day, you know, I for one would be there first in the line. Because I think, why not? Everyone's doing it, you know, and it would be a shame not to do it again.
Timing is probably everything, isn't it?
Yeah, the nostalgia has definitely set in for lots of people as well. Around that era, it will remind you of a time in your life, because it has been nearly a decade now. So since we had our last performance, so I'd hope so. You know,
well, we're going to be brought back to the Saturday Fives on June 24th. You're going to be joining us, so we're so
plus
excited.
Other
for
little
that.
Surprises. I've seen the set list, so I know, but I'm not saying anything.
I don't want to spoil. No spoilers allowed.
Not,
but,
not a word.
I just can't wait.
Before you go, I don't know if you remember this, but I met your mammy and I was in drag, and it was in RTE. Catherine Lynch had a TV show with Brian Dowling called Wagon's Den, and I think am I wrong in saying that you brought your mom, didn't you?
My mother was there. She's very supportive. She comes to like everything. She wants to come to this gig.
Is she
going to
come?
She's 71 now.
Oh, but still, like,
But she's a very hardy 71 year old. You think she was only? She's more like a 60 year old. You know. She'd be well up for it.
Absolutely.
So, please tell her that the 7 foot drag queen from RT said hello, because I don't know if it was her first time. I don't know if it was her first time meeting a drag queen. She was such an angel. I just remember her.
Oh. So,
to this day. She was so sweet.
What did she say? Can you remember?
We just sat and had little chats for a while.
Had a chat, yeah. She's lovely. She's so cute.
I don't know if she was drinking, but I was definitely making the most of the free RTE bar. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. That's toxic juice.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, we're going to see you on Saturday the 24th in Vicar Street. We're so excited.
Yeah.
You're doing it all at the moment. The new single's out. You're talking about new music. We can see you've been presenting on Virgin Media as well. Hope to see you do more of that soon. We're just thrilled. It seems like you're having this real proper moment and it's all...
It's like homecoming.
I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to just having, like you said, with yourselves as well, like a big party. We're there to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And there to all come together and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love it. Well, Una, listen, we will see you on Saturday 24th.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm literally buzzing for it.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on the podcast. Yeah.
And thank you for having me as well. Thanks so much.
And we will see you then. Everyone, happy Pride.
Yeah. We'll see you then. Thanks happy Pride.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we're back, and we are back now with our favorite time of the week, and it is...
Rother of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Okay, Davina.
Yes, darling.
My first Rother of the Week. And like, I think this is very relatable for anyone who lives in Dublin. Especially now it's sunny. Oh. Me and Pixie, by the way, we just had a steak with Davina. If anyone is a steak eater, we went to Featherblade. Try it. It's very good value, and it's so very tasty.
It is. I could have actually eaten two steaks.
Oh, you said that, and then I was like, I think I could too, but I don't. Wanna...
No thinking about it, would you go away?
I'll try this one with the béarnaise instead, please.
Oh, soaked in pepper sauce. Oh, so delish. Good.
So good. Anyway, so fully recommend that. But we're walking down. I need to get a key cut. Pixie's walking along with me, and the Viking fucking tour came from behind us.
Oh.
And I didn't know they were behind us. And your man goes, okay, he obviously did the sign to do the big scream.
Yeah.
I fucking shit myself.
Did you?
I jumped out of my skin, and then I just looked at them and I scowled. But then I was like, you scowling means that they got you, bitch. So smile. So then I was like,
I've been got by them before.
So fucking rotters, leave me alone, stop abusing me on the street.
They go down but near my house by Grand Canal, and when Winnie was a puppy, I remember I was walking her, and they'd be like, oh, look at the little bulldog, and like the man on the mic, on the Madonna mic, he'd be like, oh, the puppy. She stops and she started having a big shite.
Oh my god.
And they're like, oh the dog is doing it. Like, literally, like, didn't know what to do. So I was like, yeah, that always got me. So my first rotter of the week is, this is just such a pet peeve, and it's like, it's not even a rotter, it's just like, oh, it's like seeing drag queens, it's comedians, it's singers, it's anyone who's working in entertainment that does not have a professional picture.
Oh yes.
Like, what, you know, picture of you like, picture of you sitting at the bar, picture of you in your hall, picture of you like sitting down, you know, and you go, oh, that's a nice photo.
Yeah,
it's a nice photo. It's not actually show business.
Yeah.
If you're earning a few quid off that, you should have a photograph.
Yeah. We're actually also in the era now that we can take those photos.
Self-edit. Yeah.
If you've got a good enough phone and a ring light, all you need is a clear backdrop. And you can actually get
this,
a decent,
like,
photo.
This lookalikey kind of impersonator, what, like a tribute act kind of, like singer girl. And she was standing outside a lady's toilet, and she had her hand up, and she had like a microphone in one hand. And I just thought to myself, that just looks so nasty. I was like, if you're getting paid to be at an event,
yeah,
then you can pay to, like, you know, a couple of hundred quid to have these photos that will last for like a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
Just like, it just looks really unprofessional. It rots me. It's just
100%.
Like, yeah.
100%. And if anyone hasn't got one, I can fully recommend Canva. Subscribe to it. They get rid of your backgrounds. They will, you can fix the lighting in it. There's so many different things that you can do. Okay. My next one is litter bugs.
Oh.
Litter bugs. My, outside my apartment right now, someone has left, like metal steel poles wrapped in tape all around them. Sorry, my rotter's boring, Davina.
I'm yawning.
And, like, and then I realize all the fucking time around my area, people just dump illegally, like, random bag or, like, I'm like, lads, what the fuck? Firstly, there's public bins all around town.
It's really bad, isn't
it? Like, just put them in a public bin. If you listened to our Patreon last week, you realize that you can put all sorts of things in public bins.
Yeah.
However, but like steel poles, they can be recycled, you lazy bitch.
Yeah,
go and figure just go out to where
the
to put
tip.
Them
see, the only thing is, so if you go to the dump, and if you drive into the dump, if you're in a car,
they'll charge you,
they charge you by the car. If you're in a van, I think it's like 120 quid for the van. Even you, if you have one thing in the van, they'll charge you for the van, which is kind of, that's really,
it's dumb
because it's off putting. Like, if you want people to recycle, you have to kind of give them incentives.
Yeah.
And to charge people that much is a bit excessive.
I would just charge them a kiss. It's recycling. Do you know what
Kissy
I mean? Give us a kiss. You can go in for free.
give us a wee kiss.
Oh my God, we used to do that at the car window.
Give us a kiss.
Just randomly yell at someone, give us a kiss.
Oh, give us a kiss. And also, do you see that TikTok going around of the old man who's basically like driving through, I think it's like Offaly or Carlow or something, and he throws the mattress out of the car, and a man stops and he's like, where are you going, you bastard? Where'd you take your throne at, you bastard? You fucking old cunt. He's like, pick that up. And your man's like, I'm sorry. He goes, sorry, me hole. He's like, literally. And he goes, I'm going to the guards. And your man's like, oh, I'm sorry. He goes, yes. He goes, the jump's only far, like, not far away. Where do you think? Like, it's actually gas. And the man is like, he's annoyed, but he's actually just kind of, he's not losing it with him. But the old man love is it. Going, I'm sorry. And he goes, don't be sorry, you fucking gobshite. Literally, it's so good.
Why is that future you as
it's
well?
It's so good.
It's so you in the future. Go on, what's your second?
Yeah, I hate litter bug as well. Especially because I pride myself on a good recycle.
Yeah. And you have to pick up dog shit all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Like, all the time. And sometimes human shit.
Oh God.
No, what was I going to say? The other thing I found out recently is that, you know, crisp packets can't be recycled.
No.
Yeah.
How?
Dolly told me that. And I was like, I actually looked at
that. I think I've been putting them in the recycling.
Yeah, so have I. And so like,
not that we crisps or anything.
Now I look at like all the wrap, because some things that you think are recyclable aren't recyclable. So check everything out. It's like, listen, I don't mind. I'm all for trying to save the planet as much as I can. Mm-hmm. The other thing that rots me, this is a very controversial one, and I say this with a heavy heart.
Yeah.
And I might get a lot of backlash for this.
Oh God, I'm nervous.
The gay spar.
Oh yeah.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like her. I haven't been to the gay spar in quite a while.
Okay.
I just went in there.
I haven't either. I got to Centre.
Yeah, I've been to Centre. So, and I used to always go to Gay Spar. Mm-hmm. I'm not really the chicken roll girl after a night out type anyway. Mm. So, but I was for many years. Mm-hmm. I just went in there today. Staff in that deli are shocking.
Okay.
Really shocking. Like, you know, shout next please when there's no one else there.
Yeah.
Because they're so, they hate everybody. Mm-hmm. Next please, next, there's no one there.
I stopped going because the food at the deli wasn't fresh.
Well, today, I have to say, the food kind of was fresh. So then he makes this roll, gives it to me. Mm-hmm. And then I said, then he starts serving this other lady. And while he's serving the lady, this, my sandwich comes out of the toaster and he just starts, and I said, can I just get some mayo on that? He picks up garlic mayo, slathers it all over.
Oh no.
I'm like, okay. So then he throws the roll at me. This thing wasn't even closed. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like walking past. Then all these, the other staff that are like unpacking the fridges or whatever, they basically had blocked up the whole aisle. And I was like, no, go ahead. So then they were like, I heard them moaning because I wanted to get past.
Yeah.
So I'm like, geez, the staff in here are actually fucking shocking. Uh-huh. And that was during the day. So imagine what they're like at nighttime. Mm-hmm. Food's not great.
Yeah, that's why I like,
not great.
That's the only reason I stopped.
And I don't like, do you know what? I feel like if the gay spar is the gay spar, well then the gays, if that was a gay person, that would be someone that goes to a circuit party.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say. That's the kind of gay that the gay spiral will be.
Yeah, that's open party to interpretation.
Gay.
Love yeah. that. Yeah, no, I am a centre queen. I don't know. I prefer their deli. It always feels a bit fresher.
Yeah, and to be honest, they're actually just nicer.
Yeah.
They're just nicer.
The man knows me. Don't know what that says about me, so, to be honest.
Like, I'm sorry to say this. I say it with a heavy heart. I know it's our neighbour and I'm sure, like, listen, they're handy for now, a bottle of water. That's about it.
It's an expensive bottle of water. Yeah. Let's be
real. That's the other thing. I bought a bottle of Coca-Cola and I bought a roll and it was $9.50.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know, whatever, I'm not complaining. Literally, I know fucking cost of living's blah, blah, blah.
Cost of living, but also, let's be real, that used to cost like what? Yeah. 3-4 euros.
But anyway. Yeah. So I'm sorry, would it be pride and all? I had to just say, if like, listen, we're pop queens and yeah. that's a circa party in there.
Totally. Okay, that is the end of this week. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with a brand new episode. We've got a really juicy one. I'm not going to tell you who's coming on, but you're really going to enjoy our next episode. You can go over to Patreon now and get even more. And also, we will see some of you at Vicar Street on Saturday. We have pre-recorded this a little bit. So if there is any tickets left, mm-hmm. maybe...
We hope there will be. And if not, get them on Ticketmaster.ie. And it's going to be an amazing night. Get yourself sorted if you haven't. I know some people are hanging on to the end. But it's 25 quid. It's like, you know, 8 hours long. There's going to be a lot happening.
Yeah, totally.
And if it rains and you're outdoors or in a queue, you will be fucked.
You'll be so sort yourself. Right.
You'll be right.
Until next time, everyone. Stay petty.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.